Were you there when they crucified my Lord? We were. We were just there because, you know, church, in liturgy, we're not just recalling distant events, but those events are made present to us. And we're in this story. We're Judas. We're Simon Peter. We are Barabbas. We're the crowd. We're also his mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Those who stayed close to him. We're all of these figures. We're in this story. And we just went through it with our Lord. Imagine the wonder of this passion. What if you went to the doctor and the doctor, seeing your disease, were to say to you, there's only one cure for this disease. I will have to die in your place. And then the doctor picked up the phone and scheduled his death. And consider again that you aren't even the best of patients. You never followed his advice. You never did what you were told. You never took the proper medicine. But the doctor is still scheduled to die in your place. And in order to die, took on the disease that you had and died of it. Jesus never sinned, but the scripture says he took on all of our sins and he died in our place. And it is precisely in this that God shows his love for us. It is possible that one will die for a just man, but it is in this that God shows his love, that when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know how hard we are to love? Do you know how hard it is to love you? Do I know how hard it is to love me? Just look at this liturgy. We started out by saying, Hosanna! All hail the power of Jesus' name! Hosanna to the Son of David! Oh yes, we can talk like that. And out of the same lips, later today, can come some version of crucify him. We'll go out and scandalize somebody's name. Lord knows how duplicitous we can be. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. We want Barabbas. Do you know what the name Barabbas means? In Hebrew, it means son of the Father. Do you hear the irony in that? The Son of the Eternal Father stood before the crowd and they said, we prefer a fraud who is also named Son of the Father. So often we prefer anything to God. Give us our politicians, give us our heroes, our sports figures, give us anyone but the Lord. We spend all our time and all of our money trying to look like sports heroes or some fraud who is not a Messiah, who is not our Savior. And we follow their path. We follow their example. I'm not saying that every sports hero is a fraud. I'm not saying that every movie star, but too often we want to base our lives on someone who could never save us. We prefer a fraudulent son of the Father to the true son of the Father. We are hard to love. But he did it anyway. Did you hear me, church? I said he did it anyway. And he did all that just for me. I hope if you've never had a chance to look at the movie The Passion of the Christ, it's worth going out and getting a copy and spending some time this week taking a good look at that movie. All that Jesus went through for us, starting with his agony in the garden, his arrest and his torture and the horrifying scourging that he undertook. It is said that when people were crucified, they would be affixed to the cross, and it says that the flies were attracted by the blood. They would crawl in and out of the ears and the nostrils and the mouth of those who were dying on the cross. It is said that birds of prey would swoop down and take a lump of flesh. It is said that sometimes wild dogs would come and gnaw at the limbs. I don't think we really understand what Jesus went through for us. And he did all that just for me. Just for me. Will you walk with Jesus this week? Will you spend some time with him in prayer each day? In the bulletin, I put a flyer together that describes each day of the last week of his life before his passion. Monday, today, Monday, Tuesday, and so on. It's all there in the flyer. And I hope you'll take that flyer and set it by your nightstand or wherever you say your prayers, and just take some time and meditate and be with Jesus each day of this week. And I want to leave you with a question to ponder this week. At the Last Supper, the Lord asked the disciples a question in John's Gospel. He had just washed their feet, something unthinkable, that someone of Jesus' dignity would wash the feet of his disciples. Is it any more unthinkable that God would die for me? But Jesus asked them a question, and I want to ask you to ponder this question with me this week. He said to them, after he washed their feet, "Do you realize what I have just done for you? Do you realize what I have just done for you? Look on the cross with me and ask that question again. Do I realize? Let Jesus ask it. Do you realize what I have just done for you? You know, church, someday I'm going to look on that cross and it's going to finally dawn on me that the Son of God died for me. It's so hard for us to comprehend these mysteries, isn't it? To really get our mind and our heart around this powerful fact that he did all that just for me. If I were the only person who needed saving, he would have come and done all that just for me. Do you realize what I have just done for you? Walk with Jesus this week. Walk with him each day of Holy Week. Mass is offered on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 a.m. here in the church. And on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we gather for the Mass of the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, where we celebrated Mass for the first time, gave the Eucharist, washed their feet. We'll gather, and then we'll walk with him across the Kidron Valley to a garden place over here. And he'll ask us to pray with him for a while. At midnight, he's arrested. Walk with Jesus. Pray with him. When you get up on Friday morning, just know he's standing before Pilate. He's on trial. 12 o'clock, we have neighborhood stations. 3 o'clock, choral stations. Between 12 and 3, Jesus hung on the cross. pray with him. Walk alongside. Be at the foot of the cross. Pray with him. Be like Mary Magdalene and John and some of the others who were at the foot of the cross. Be here at 12. Be here at 3. 7 o'clock at the night we gather to ponder once again. Do you realize what I have just done for you? And then the great Easter vigil, where we experience him rising from the dead, where we celebrate sacraments of new life with some of our members. I want Jesus to walk with me. Today, the Lord is inviting us to walk with him, pondering this question: do you realize what I have just done for you?